What do you do with a hot dog stand that's about to be torn down? You turn it into a pinhole camera. That's right, a giant camera. For WCAI's Creative Life, Marnie Crawford Samuelson brings us a story from Provincetown. Marion Roth gave up photography 6 years ago. She was frustrated, done. She had images in her head she couldn't make with her camera. So she closed her darkroom. She's taken few pictures until now.
Close the door, close the lights.
Marion's standing inside the old hot dog stand at Herring Cove Beach. She's drilled holes in the wood shutters and turned it into a giant pinhole camera. The hot dog stand is part of the Herring Cove bathhouse and belongs to the National Seashore. Soon, because of erosion, it's going to be torn down. Today, as part of an arts festival, Marion's invited the public inside the camera.
You're just seeing what comes through a hole in the wall.
Pinhole cameras are usually small, like the size of a cereal box. But in this case, the entire inside of the hot dog stand is the camera.
If people start to walk by outside, you'll see them upside down and backwards, and they'll fill the whole room.
The pinhole images look like old-fashioned home movies, the stuff of dreams and memory, just out of reach.
You see beautiful clouds come up on the floor, and the bicycles go all around the rooms. Oh, there goes somebody. Well, up, there they are over there. You see them? They're just all over the place. Yep, there's action out there, boys.
Marion Roth is no stranger to pinhole photography. She's turned a dune shack, even a van, into a pinhole camera. But in 2006, she stopped taking pictures. Even though her pinhole pictures were soft and distorted, they still felt too real. She imagined something dreamier.
Sometimes when you leave something, you just have to push it away. I started painting because I wanted to be able to have what I saw in my mind that I couldn't photograph.
She'd paint a figure like herself, walking away on a path or standing at the bottom of a sand dune.
And she was looking out, and always there would be some kind of light at the end of her journey.
Not something she could capture on film. Then along came the hot dog stand.
I saw it. It was going to be mine. I never for a minute doubted that I was going to get that hot dog stand. I had to have it. It was just an absolute intuitive urge. You got to punch a little hole in the... Well, that's part of the joy in here is to just have so many different holes. And, you know, I can keep drilling them. And I can make them smaller or bigger by putting tape in front of them.
Marion isn't making pictures on a negative or photo paper. She's using a plastic digital camera to photograph the pinhole images. She takes pictures of pictures.
This is really stunning.
She sees an image with a bright circle of light and a floating form like a ribbon.
I have to say, this has taken my breath away a little bit. Okay, so now the new Marion that's been painting needs to be able to accept that these images are as beautiful as other images. Because these are really abstract, but you know what? I like them.
Alone in the camera, she takes picture after picture. She can't believe what she's seeing. Filmy silhouetted figures surrounded by sky and dunes. The sun is blasting behind them, so they aren't quite solid. It's as if they're traveling. The portraits look like dreams or memories, just the right combination of things she was looking for.
The thing that has most excited me is being able to snap photographs of the silhouettes of people going by, because that's exactly what I have been striving for in my painting.
Inside the hot dog stand, Marion the painter joins Marion the photographer. This moment has changed her dramatically.
I'm looking at my photography as a painter, and I think that when I go back into the studio, I'll be looking at my painting as a photographer. They are not at war anymore, and for the longest time, they were at war in me. I don't think my key is going to work after tonight. I think they're going to change the locks and board everything up. I'm really sad about it being torn down. I've kind of gotten incredibly attached to it. It's like an extension of me, and I'm an extension of it. We've really come into this beautiful relationship. I I think sooner or later you just have to stop. You have to stop. And I probably wouldn't stop unless somebody made me. Actually, I just saw something really pretty, so maybe I want to take one more picture.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Marnie Crawford-Samuelson.